Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Pegas half-year results conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star and then zero on your telephone. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Julie Waekie from ING. Please begin your meeting, and I'll be standing by.
All right, thank you, Shane. This is Julie Waekie, and on behalf of ING and the company, I would very much like to thank you for joining this conference call. Klara Klimova from Pegas Nonwovens will start off with a brief introduction and then hand over to the main speakers of today's conference call. Klara, please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome on behalf of the company, everybody. I would like to introduce today's speaker on the call. We have three board members today present to discuss with you the first half 2007 results. It's the CEO of the company, Mr. Miloš Bogdan, the CFO of the company, Mr. Aleš Gerža, and the sales director of the company, Mr. František Zizák. The format of the call is following. We have the presentation, which was distributed to you, or if you don't have it in front of you, it's available for download at the company's website. After the presentation, which should take about 45 minutes, you will have a room to ask questions, and we will respond to you. So I will now hand over to Mr. Miloš Bogdan to start with the presentation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Miloš Bogdan speaking. In the first half, we produced with very good efficiency and delivered high-quality nonwoven textile to our customers. We made progress on technical development projects, which are focused on further improving effectivity and on the development of new materials. In this way, we have been able to confirm our position as the technology leader in our core business of nonwoven textile for the disposable hygiene product market. Let's start with the first half key highlights on the slide number four. In terms of financial performance, Pegas grew its revenues by 1.1%, mainly on the back of higher salt production, and managed to increase its EBITDA by 0.7%, excluding foreign exchanges and interest rates for prevaluation. This growth was perhaps lower than in the previous period, but I would like to stress that the management is highly pleased with the first half 2007 performance. Last year was a very strong year in specialties revenue terms based on one customer order from overseas, which was not repeated, and this is in line with our expectations. In the first quarter of 2007, the depreciation of the Czech koruna and euro forex rate negatively impacted our reported financial figures, mainly the reported net profit. If we exclude these non-cash forex losses, the adjusted net profit, which reflects the true performance of the company, would go up by 47%. We are reduced substantially our finance cost by 17.8%, although the company had to incur some additional costs related to refinancing. Pegas also successfully completed a very important refinancing transaction, which improved our cash position, and we also managed to get better funding conditions by more than 50%. Our growth is very much based on the growth of our market. Our first core market, the spun melt nonwovens polypropylene polyethylene market, is growing 8.8%, and its sub-market, hygiene, is growing even faster, by 9.9%. We are very pleased to say that Pegas is growing faster than its core market, and our market share will be raising further with the installation of new capacities ahead of our competition. In technology and production, Pegas is well on track. Production output is in 2007 rose by 5.4% in the first half, and negotiations for next year's contract are proceeding according to plan. We submitted the application for investment incentives for the 9th line, and we should also provide our customers with new, better and improved materials coming from numerous projects of our R&D department. Slide number 6. Looking ahead, at the rest of the year, we will certainly focus on delivering in three key areas. First one is growth. I just skipped one slide. Aleš will later explain this. So slide number six now. Looking ahead at the rest of the year, we will certainly focus on delivering in three key areas. First one is the growth. Pegas is growing faster than its core market. Our core spun melt hygiene market in Europe is growing at 9.9% per annum, and Pegas is growing over 15% per annum in this market. Our market share in the hygiene sector is expected to increase with the installation of the new line to over 19%. The second area is technological leadership. One of our key competitive advantages is that we focus and invest in research and development. We produce new high-value products that enable us to sustain our margins. Our research and development team is working on a number of projects related to specialty materials. These materials include biomaterials, plastic nonwovens, lightweight materials, improve properties for our customers, or save their costs. We are developing new nonwovens with elastic properties, which promise to simplify the manufacturing process of our customers and allow them to produce new marketable products with better properties. Bicomponent materials combine the properties of polypropylene and polyethylene to create material with superior touch and feel properties while maintaining the strength of the product and keeping production costs at optimum level. The third area is financial performance. The key indicator for us is EBITDA. Our goal is its stable and growing absolute level. Another one of our goals is to keep the highest margins in the industry through an absolute focus on efficiency. We are a cash-generating company. Therefore, cash generation is key to our investment plan and our commitment to pay out dividends in future years. Slide number seven, market overview. The European nonwoven spun melt market continues to grow at around 8.8% per year, which means that Pegas has room to grow in the market, both organically and by competing with competitors, but also it means that pressure on margins is sustainable. At the end of 2006, Pegas had a 10% share of the European polypropylene and polyethylene spun melt market, and our production output has been growing at some 21.3% in the last 3 years, which is 2.5 times faster than our core market. When the 8th line goes into full production at the end of this year, it should give us market share of 11.4% of the polypropylene and polyethylene spun melt market in Europe, up by almost 2% over this year. We intend to continue in this growth as demonstrated by our work on plans for 9th production line, which should produce more high-value products. Slide 8, hygiene overview. In the first half of 2007, hygiene spun melt textile sales represented 87% of our total revenues, so understandably, this market segment is of huge importance to us. The spun melt hygiene sector has been growing at 10% per annum, rapidly substituting outdated carded production and technologies. Pegas can be regarded as a technology leader in this market segment with technology development of stronger ultra-light textiles demanded by the market. The new production line will be supplying exactly this segment, combining the technical qualities of our product with high volume production. Between 2004 and 2007, our production in hygiene has grown over 15% per year, and it is our goal to continue with this growth. Slide 9. On this slide, you can see an overview of our major of the major players in our market. In terms of installed production, Pergas is the number two manufacturer of polypropylene polyethylene spun melt nonwoven. By the end of 2008, we should have grown our share by 1.5% to some 11.4%, which is 3.5% or 21,000 tons ahead of the number three player in this market. Now I would like to hand over to Aleš Gerža, our financial director.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will continue slide number 10, profit and loss statement. The revenues development is in line with company's expectations for this year. The year-on-year comparison is influenced mainly by two factors. First, change in revenue composition, and the second, shift in pricing. The Q2 year-on-year decline is a result of exceptionally high sales of specialties in the second quarter of 2006, reaching €7.9 million, therefore boosting first half 2006 specialty sales to €13.9 million. The sales of specialties of €12.6 million in the first half 2007 represent a 9.8% decline over the same period last year. However, this is in line with previous statements of the company. Approximately one-third of total sales in the first half of 2006 were related to a one-off contract with an overseas customer. However, in the first half of 2007, this cooperation didn't continue. A significant part of the overseas contract was replaced by new specialty projects and the rest by standard materials. Back to shifting pricing. In the second quarter 2007, we experienced a delay in a pass-through mechanism where increase in polymer prices were not immediately transferred to the prices of products to customers. This delay depends on individual customer contracts and can range from 1 to 3 months. Between Q1 2007 and Q2 2007, there was a price reduction of all products due to the principles of pass-through mechanism. Raw materials and consumables went up by 2.8%, impacted by rising prices of polymers and electricity. We will see this later in the cost composition. Total staff costs amounted to €2.8 million in the first half of 2007, a 12.3% year-on-year increase. The principal driver of increased staff costs was remuneration policy for its executive and non-executive directors and an assignment of a phantom share option plan. In 2006, prior to the company's IPO, Pegas didn't pay any remuneration to its board members in the form of director's fees. The share option plan has been effective only since 2007. As a result, the year-on-year increase in the staff cost category is related to newly established corporate governance and management schemes according to market standards of publicly listed companies, and the year 2006 cannot serve as benchmark year in this respect. In addition, the increase was driven by staff costs in administration related to changes in the corporate structure after the IPO and costs of new staff hired in connection with the upcoming launch of the 8th line. The other net operating income expense included, among others, €1.03 million of compensation in the arbitration procedure, approximately 800,000 of positive interest rate revaluation, and approximately €6.8 million of negative realized and unrealized forex losses. Finance costs went down by 17.8% at the back of the reduced debt level, repayment of the most expensive debt, and the refinancing transaction, which reduced the absolute interest costs. The decline would have been even greater, but the company had to deduct the remaining part of the arrangement fee of €2.6 million related to the old debt. Net profit in the first half of 2007 amounted to €2.7 million, down by 75.7% year-on-year, mainly due to the negative impact of forex losses resulting from depreciation of the Czech koruna against euro in this reporting period. Adjusted net profit, showing the actual financial performance of the company in the first half of 2007, reached €8.7 million, up by 40.4% year-on-year. Slide number 11, revenues and margins. This slide is showing the development of earnings of the company. Despite the absolute revenue decline due to reasons explained, Pegas is keeping its EBITDA after the adjustment stable, and EBITDA margin has been kept at the level of over 34%, one of the highest margins in the industry. For the second quarter of 2007, the absolute EBITDA includes the one-off income from the arbitration procedure. The profit from operations, EBIT, went up, as well as the EBIT margin due to lower depreciation. Net profit was impacted by the forex changes and the interest rate swaps revaluation. However, adjusted net profit has been growing substantially compared to the previous period. Slide number 12. The Q2 year-on-year decline is a result of exceptionally high sales of specialties in the second quarter of 2006, and in 2006 in general, when specialty sales increased by more than 50% compared to 2005. The sales of specialties of €12.6 million in first half 2007 represent a 9.8% decline over the same period last year. However, this is in line with the previous statements of the company. Approximately one-third of total sales in the first half of 2006 were related to a one-off contract with an overseas customer. The slide number 13. With respect to the geographical distribution of sales, sales into Western Europe grew by 38.3% and 37.5% in the Q2 and first half 2007 respectively. It reflects the fact that production facilities of the largest producers, with some minor exceptions, are located primarily in Western Europe countries where Pegas delivers. Also, the decline in other territories confirms the replacement of the overseas order from 2006 by other custom projects. Cost composition. No major changes in the cost composition between first half 2006 and first half 2007. Polymer costs went up by 2.4% year-on-year at the back of the growing polymer indices, which increased in average by 3.5%. Electricity costs went up by 26.6%, divided between higher electricity prices in the market and higher consumed volumes. Staff costs were already explained separately, and depreciation decreased slightly from last year. Slide number 15. I will comment only on the main changes in the balance sheet compared with December 31st, 2006. Main change is in the item banks, balances and cash. Pegas refinanced its outstanding debt in May this year, and the new debt consists from the revolving facility and from the overdraft facility. The overdraft facility of up to €20 million impacted the cash and cash equivalents, as the cash balances are used to repay the overdraft facility, and therefore the cash levels had optically reduced. The reduction in the long-term debt after 1 year is related to the expected reduction of long-term debt. The reduction in the bank overdraft loans is also related to the financing and the change of the long and short debt composition. Slide number 16. Cash flow statement shows a very good cash generation despite the repayment of some costs directly connected with IPO of the company. In the first half 2007, we repaid €2.4 million of IPO-related costs. Despite of this payment, the company was able to generate sufficient cash, which would have covered the entire CapEx program in the first half of 2007. Cash flow from financial activities shows a significant repayment of the bank loans, which is connected with the change in cash management procedures. In order to clarify the one-off items related to the IPO, we included them into a separate line together with an arrangement fees write-off. Slide number 17. The company now spends most of its CapEx on the 8th production line project. Total CapEx spent as of June 30th amounted to €15.2 million, of which €14.9 million was spent on the project itself. Remaining €300,000 was spent on a maintenance CapEx. Updated CapEx guidance is approximately €20 million for the entire year 2007. slide number 18. This slide shows a reduction of financial debt between June 30th and December 31st. You can see that debt decreased from 136 million down to 121 million, which represents almost 11% decline. This decrease was driven by a change in cash management policy of the company. With the new financing arrangement, the company is now able to actively use its cash balances against debt balances on a daily basis, meaning the company is able to borrow net, which enables to decrease further an interest cost burden. Net debt increased to 120 million from 114 million as of December 31st, 2006. Slide number 19. New financing facilities to 150 million euros are available to Pegas from May 15. These facilities offer Pegas great financial flexibility and bring interest cost reduction in comparison with the previous new financing arrangement. Average margin paid by Pegas is 120 basis points over Euribor. As of June 30th, we paid approximately 5.3% per annum on these facilities. The notional amount of interest rate swaps was 92.5 million euros as of June 30th. The interest rate swaps hedged 75% of the financial debt of the company as at the same date. Interest rate including hedging was approximately 4.5% per annum. As of June 30th, the company drew 123 million euros. The undrawn part of the facilities was euro 27 million at June 30th. And now back to Miloš.
Thank you, Aleš. Slide 20. On this slide, I'd like to make a couple of comments to our new ownership and corporate structure, which happened in the beginning of the second half of this year. In 11th of July, our majority shareholder, Private Equity Fund Pamplona, sold all of its shares, which represent 43.4% of Pegas shares. The offering was made via capital markets to institutional investors, and no strategic buyer was involved. The offering was oversubscribed, and most shares were placed among UK, Czech, and Polish institutional investors, followed by other EU countries. Pegas is now 100% free float. 2% of our shares are held by senior management, and our largest shareholder, based on our latest information, is Templeton Asset Management with a 9.21% stake in the company. We also announced the merger of CEE Enterprise and Pegas Non-Woven SRO to simplify the corporate structure of the company. To date, Pegas has not made any personal change to the board of directors. Slide 21, dividend policy. I'm pleased to announce that the company announced the payment date of the interim dividend. The record date is 20th of September 2007. Payment date is 27th of September 2007. Gross dividend per share is 0.76 euro, and the total dividend will be slightly over 7 million euro. The dividend will be distributed from the share premium account of the company. The share premium account distribution is not subject to the Luxembourg withholding tax at source, and as a result, the gross dividend will be paid out to investor net. The share will trade ex-dividend next day after the record date. This was the last slide of the presentation. We are very happy with the performance of the company in the first half of this year. We are committed to further growth via our CAPEX program, and we are installing our world-leading production lines ahead of the market and staying on the forefront of the research and development in specialty non-woven. It's a very strong strategy, and it should be reflected in the financial results in the next period. Thank you very much for your time. and I would like be pleased to answer all your questions.
Operator, we are ready to take questions now.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence whilst participants register for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Radim Kramule. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Good afternoon. Here's Radim Kramule from Erste Bank, Prague. I have just one short question to Mr. Gerža. The dividend which you plan to pay out, do you plan to finance it through cash, or do you think you will use part of your long-term debt revolving facility? Thank you.
The system how we will transfer the money is as follows. As you are aware, there are 50 million euros of intercompany loan between Pegas Convolvens SA and the enterprise now being merged into Pegas Convolvens SRO. So we will simply repay partially this intercompany loan in the amount of 7 million euros, such ensuring sufficient cash at the level of Pegas Convolvens SA. So it is the primary principle how we will distribute the dividend being invested.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Our next question comes from the line of Lubomir Vistaval. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Hello, this is Lubomir Vistaval, ING. I have two questions, actually. The first question will be regarding the progress on the 8th line. I'd ask if you have any information on the progress on the development there. And the second question would be regarding the revenue breakdown. On the slide number 13, you say that the growth is mainly in Western Europe, and I was wondering whether you could give us an indication of how do you expect this to develop in the future, whether you still expect the growth to come from Western Europe, or whether you should whether we should see it in Eastern Europe or the markets on the east side. Thank you.
All right, thank you for these questions. Eighth line, progress on late eighth line. Simply, everything is according to time schedule. Now, the line is currently assembling. So, according to time schedule, the first trial run could be expected in the late September or early October. We also expect some commercial goods from this line in this autumn and winter.
Okay, thank you.
Manchester speaking. I would like to answer the second question regarding revenue breakdown by geography. Our customers are multinational companies with the production plant over the world. Our main focus is Europe. You realize that last year we sold a significant volume to the US, but generally Europe is our core market. As I said, our customers, they have the production plants in Europe, in different countries, some in Western Europe and some in CEE. Our negotiation with our customers are focused on the total volume, the split of materials, and also the allocation of our supply. It means that it is decision of our customers where our material goods will be supplied. And for 2007 and for the first half of this year, it was mainly in Western Europe. It doesn't mean that CEE and Russia isn't our focus for the future. It is growing market, but you can see also some increase there, and we think that our expectation is that the revenue breakdown by geography will be different in the future, mainly in connection with our new production line. Currently, we are in the process of negotiation with our customers, and as I said, one part of this negotiation is linked with the allocation of our deliveries.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your answers. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Bram Buring. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Hi, this is Bram Buring from Wood & Company. I have, I think it looks like six questions. Actually, I'll go through them one by one if it's okay with you. First of all, with regards to remuneration in the second quarter, you let break out that you had a cost of $53 million for the management share option scheme. Could you please give me a number for the second quarter of total management compensation and bonus, or better to say, total management bonuses paid out in the second quarter, and if this is going to be something that's paid regularly on the second quarter, if it could go into other quarters? That would be the first question, please.
Regarding the total amount of the management compensation, everything is accrued in the accounting. So the structure now is the remuneration for the non-executive directors and executive directors at the level of Pegas Nonwovens SA, mm-hmm. and also our wages of the Czech managers in Pegas Nonwovens SRO. So regarding the guidelines for the entire year 2007, I would like to stress our general intention to increase the wages and salaries by 5% in the Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. Plus, as you know, we are currently starting to employ the new employees for the Pegas NW company. And the guidance for the rest of the year is something like 250,000 euros for Pegas NW.
So, 250,000 euros costs associated with starting up the eighth line. If
yes.
I understand that correctly.
Yes.
Okay. That takes good care of another one of the questions. For the sales mix with regards to specialty sales. First of all, this one-off overseas contract, is it possible to say how much of that fell in the first quarter 06 and how much fell in the second quarter 06? That's one question. And secondly, if you could give us some sort of feeling for what will the sales mix look like in the second half of this year with regards to specialty product.
Okay. The split was one third in Q1 2006 and two thirds Q2 2006. And we, I think that we mentioned that the total sales in first half of 2006 was one third of our total volume of specialty materials.
Yes.
It means this is the first. The second. Question regarding the specialty materials for the second half of this year. Our expectation is to increase the sales of specialty materials mainly in quarter four 2007.
As a result of the seventh line or independent of, eighth line or independent of the eighth line?
We work with our customers on some projects. Recently, we finalized one project on which we have been working for 3 years. We will start delivering this material since September. I think that this is the first. The second part is that we are We are negotiating with our customers in terms of the reduction of basis rate. It means that there is intention to reduce the basis rate from higher basis rate to lower, and we are speaking about 11 GSM 10 GSM materials, and we included this type of materials, superlightweight materials, into this specialty groups. Specialty group. It means that this is the second project, and then we work on some development projects, and we expect to commercialize this project within 2008. And the same is valid for line number 8, because there are several steps. The first is to fulfill guaranteed figures, then to optimize the production process, and finally, after managing all these things, we can focus on the production of super lightweight, really super lightweight materials. And it takes certain period of time to qualify these materials by our customers, and we expect the full result of these new specialty materials from line number 8 in 2009.
Okay. 2009. Thank you. Next question would be, in as much as you've actually had a positive tax on the accounting anyway, what could we expect? Should we expect for an effective tax rate for the full year 2007? Is it going to be a small negative number, or zero, or a positive number?
In terms of the taxes which Pegas will pay in the Czech Republic, we don't expect this year to pay any taxes. Three of the four companies are benefiting from the incentive scheme, and Pegas Norvolens SRO for the time being suffers from the forex losses and from the interest burden. So in this moment, we really don't think that we will be paying anything this year unless the Czech crown depreciates against the euro.
Okay.
And in terms of Pegas Nonwovens SA, there can be some tax paid. It's nothing connected with a tax base in Pegas Nonwovens SA, because Pegas Nonwovens SA is using tax ruling in the Luxembourg. So if there is a payment, the payment will be very small.
Okay, thank you. And one last final question is with regards to the payment of the arrangement fee relating to your old bank debt that you made in this quarter. Was that, if I understand correctly, looking at the cash flow statement, that was a cash item that you paid out in this quarter, not a non-cash item, as I had understood it. Is that the correct understanding for that?
In this quarter, in connection with the refinancing process, we really paid in cash 1.7 million euros.
Mm-hmm.
And the arrangement fee, which was connected to the previous facility, was paid at the end of the year 2005 already. So that's why 9.6 million euros doesn't affect our cash position.
Okay. And how do I reconcile the number 1.7 million with the on slide 16, the figure change in arrangement fees minus 2.45 million?
The 1.7 million euros was included in the item interest paid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Dan Kardizek. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Here is Branko Dušić from UniCredit in Prague. I have three questions. One is on the ACE line and on the overall backlog for this production. You can give us some details how your negotiations are now that the line is fully sold, 50% sold, and what is the negotiations for the rest of the production line for next year. Regarding the ninth line, if you can give us some indication where and in which stage of the application process for the investment incentives the line is now. And last question, FiberWeb has announced the intention to invest into a new line, I think it was in Italy, whether you consider this as a competition or not. Thank you.
The first question regarding our negotiation with our customers, as we said, we are in the process of negotiation and in different stage with each customer. We started this negotiation even last year because we wanted to introduce this new technology, the advantages of this technology, and to prepare our clients for this new material. Now we can say that our expectation is that we would like to finalize this negotiation within September and October with the largest customers, and then to optimize ourselves and our business with smaller customers. To say now whether it is 40-50%, it's a little bit difficult. What I can say is that everything is in line with our expectations, with our plans, which we had. Our experience is that we have sold out the whole capacity of each new production line which we have installed, and we would like also to keep that with this new line. And what we also do now, it is the negotiation regarding the first material or the first quantity from this new technology in this in year 2007, and we also need to sell this capacity. It means everything is in line.
Okay, line number 9, we submitted the application for investment incentives for this line. We received an announcement from Czech Invest that all conditions or everything is all right, and this application is accepted. So now we have a certain period of time to say accept this answer, and I mean everything goes well with this tax incentives. This project is in a very early stage now, so we try to identify the best configuration of the line. We set some project for new materials which could this line produce in the future, and this project is normally last over 1 year. So we are working on this, and at this time nothing more to announce about it. The new line in our competitor, that's normal, that the light, we also expect another lines in this area, and this is a reflect the market is growing, and it's still attracting also other people, not only us.
Okay, if I may have some follow-up questions. With regards to the investment incentives, your acceptance is basically the last missing step to receive the incentive, right?
Yes, you are right. But before we do this, we need to establish or create a new company. So now we are in the process of establishing such company, and then the answer or the acceptance of the offer will be done by this new company.
Okay.
Our next question comes from the line of Bram Bering. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, thank you. I have just one follow-up question. You had spoken about a delay in the price pass-through mechanism, that it wasn't fully reflected immediately, but with a 1 to 3 month delay. If I understood correctly, the amount of that in the second quarter was roughly 1 million euros that you weren't able to realize in the second quarter. Would I understand it correctly that would then be realized in the third quarter, i.e. that you would see a somewhat stronger top line in the third quarter as a result of the price pass-through mechanism?
As Aleš Gerža said, we decreased the prices between Q1 and Q2. It means that we use this price mechanism principle. In Q2, the price, polymer price, went up significantly.
Yes.
And it means that we also use the same principles, and we increase the prices of nonwoven of our material. What I would like to say that each customer has different price formula, different market index range or corridor, different way of setting the new level of nonwoven price, and it caused that the main increase of prices we expect in quarter four. In fourth quarter there will be a real increase of the prices. Partially it will be in quarter three, but main increase in quarter four.
So in quarter three and mainly in quarter four, you will be realizing higher revenues for those sales as the cost of the higher plastics cost feeds through into your revenues.
This is our expectation, and you can see the evolution of polymer price index, and yes. We expect to increase our revenue. But what I would like to stress, there is also negative impact, which is linked with this price mechanism and with this time lag. It means that in quarter two, the price of polymers were high,
yes.
And we have low prices of our product, and the impact was about 400,000 euros.
Mm-hmm.
And the same expectation, or we expect that the same impact will be in quarter three. It will be maybe even higher, because again the price of polymer went up significantly, and the increase of nonwoven prices will come later in fourth quarter.
Okay.
And finally, I would like to add that there will be positive impact when price of polymer starts decreasing.
Okay. Okay. Did you have any expectations internally on the development of polymer prices?
It's
if they're going up or down, essentially.
We used to have some expectation at the beginning of this year, but you know that now it's very difficult to say. The level of polypropylene is very high, and there are some rumors that the price should go up by 50 euros per ton. Mm-hmm. We expect maybe 20 euros per ton in September. What is the fact? In fourth quarter, the polymer prices go down. It means that it is the end of the year. We will see the development of polymer prices in this year because it was something strange for us.
Okay. So in short, this whole all worked out to slightly negative in the second and third quarter, but will be made up for in the fourth quarter through the price pass-through. If it's not a commercial secret, may I ask, what is this new product that you're developing for the fourth quarter 2007?
It is new material which we included into specialty materials, and it is soft and bulky material which is used not for premium product but for standard hygiene product, and this material is very important for us because it has protective feature. It means that we replace standard materials by this new material, which can be produced only by Pegas, and it will keep our position within our customers, and we are only one supplier of this material.
Is it possible to say what the potential for this product is in 2008, let's say? 5,000 tons, 10,000 tons?
We are in the process of negotiation. We would like to increase the sales of this material, but it depends on the needs of customers, of their plan, which they have, the setup of their production line, and so on and so on. It means that it isn't.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We have a follow-up question from the line of Dan Kardasek. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes. On research and development, we have a couple of projects which you are working on. These are still oriented to the hygiene market, or can we expect the applications to be used in other markets that you can expand into the other areas from hygiene?
Our core market, our core business is hygiene market, so our research and development projects are mainly focused on this market, but I can enough or tell that we also make some projects to the let's say neighbor market, which is medical market. So this two markets.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any further questions, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We have a question from the line of Peter Hilnemas. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Thank you. Peter Hilnemas from BH Securities. I have a question dealing with the rate of currency. If it is possible to say what may happen if the Czech crown is now strengthening, if it might have some effect on foreign forex gains or losses, and maybe if it is possible to remind what currency is accounting currency or functional currency, and at what currencies you have major part of revenues, at what currency are the costs, if it is possible to remind it. Thank you.
So regarding the functional currency of Pegas Mondolens S.A., the functional currency of Pegas Mondolens S.A. in Luxembourg is obviously euro, while the functional currency of the company in the Czech Republic is the Czech crown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the
recalculations and revaluations of the balance sheet items in the Czech Republic must be done, because even if the debt is drawn in euros, it's denominated in the Czech crowns or accounted in the Czech crowns in our book, Czech Republic. So that's the principal reason why we are evaluating and why these has so big impact on our results. On the other hand, it doesn't have absolutely no impact on the cash flow position of the company, because let's say 95% of our cash flow in terms of income is made in euro, and we are paying something like 80% of our cost in euro. So we are using a natural hedging regarding these currency issue.
Okay.
So back to your question, what happens if the Czech crown depreciate against euro? It will definitely improve our results. So especially in the third quarter, at the end of the second quarter of 2007, their evaluation was done by 28.715 Czech crown per euro. So if you now look at the current rate, then you can see something like 27.7. So this will have a positive impact on our results, not affecting our cash position.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any further questions, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions at this time, so I'll hand the conference back to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks, everybody, for attending this call. If you have any further questions later on, which you didn't manage to place, please send us an email or call us on the numbers that you have or that are attached to the presentation. And on behalf of the management of the company, I would like to terminate this call. And thanks, everybody, for your attendance.
Yes, thank you, Clara. May I also say that we have a redial available, and you can listen to this conference up to 5 days starting today. All right, operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation today. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.